Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, this is going to be quick, but there's a lot to unpack. 888-808-1019. I'm going to just start with Brian Cashman, as you just heard. And, we heard it right from the man himself, so... After the last couple days of talking about what this means with Trent Grisham, what this means with the qualifying offer, the $22 million, Jason Dominguez, Spencer Jones, Cody Bellinger, I don't know, all the talk about the compensation, the compensatory pick that they were going to get or misreading the market. Like, we'll play more of the clips from Brian Cashman tonight at the Covenant House. And then we'll go from there, taking your calls and your reactions and just kind of clearing the air on that. Because honestly, I just want to move on from it. You know, it's cooked now. No need to beat a dead horse, as they say. It is what it is. So let's start with Brian Cashman out there. And first off, let's say, you know, Brian Cashman is out there for a good cause. The Covenant House and him doing the sleep out every year in the cold, you know, trying to get people to donate money before Thanksgiving. Like, you know, they help provide meals for people. And I don't know, when I see him out there sleeping on the ground, obviously he's a very well-off man and can be sleeping in a nice bed. I wouldn't do it. I'm not sleeping on the floor, ground anywhere. I'm going home. Even for a stunt, I'd try and do something else, you know. But here in New York, if you've walked the streets or been on the subways, you've seen people sleeping out here. So I think it's like it's a real thing that Cashman decided to take on. So, like, no jokes about that. I think a lot of people on Yankees Twitter, you know, they make jokes about it and they don't know, you know, what he's trying to do, what he's trying to raise awareness for, raise money for. And him being synonymous with the New York Yankees, him being such a well-known figure, it draws a lot of attention every year to this cause. But of course, the media shows up. Of course, you know, the media is invited. I got the media alert. Media availability, Brian Cashman to participate in Covenant House Sleepout Thursday, November 20th at the Jacob Javits Center, which we all can get to. And they opened it up to press, you know, opportunities and, let's play some of the audio and some of the questions that were asked. First off, I want to shout out Ryan Garcia from Fireside Yanks. I just think a lot of the kid. I watched him kind of come up in Yankees Twitter over the last, let's say, 5 years. And I've had him on my show. I've also had Sam Lucchini on my show. I think they crush it at Fireside Yanks. I think that he's somebody that is eventually going to get poached by one of the major media entities in New York to cover the Yankees. He's a smart kid, well-spoken kid. And I felt like out of all of the videos and clips, like he asked Cashman the best questions. But you know why? That's because he's a young 20-something Yankee fan. And he got right to it. So let's start with it. And this one comes from Ryan Garcia. Why the Yankees believe Trent Grisham was a good candidate for the $22 million qualifying offer.
In regards to Trent Grisham returning, can you speak about why the organization believes that he was someone who was worthy and deserving of a $22 million contract for the 2026 season?
Well, if he replicates what he did last year, he had a very impactful season for his batting leadoff and playing center field. And so, obviously, if he does that again, he's worth $22 million. That's not in question. And we believe the changes he made are real. We think, that the player that he showed he was last year, if he stays injury-free, he can continue to ride that wave. So as far as we're concerned, we had two vacancies in the outfield. We got one currently filled early in the free agent market, an important one, and it's a very thin market, too, of outfielders. You got Tucker and Bellinger and then Grisham. They were the top three, and then there's obviously a drop-off. So we're excited that Grish said he wants to stay, and he's back in the fold. So now it allows me to focus on other needs.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack there. I always joke about the NFL because we always come up with these scenarios. If my aunt had, the way that phrase goes, it's a huge gamble if he does what he did this past year, which I wouldn't put a dollar bet on it. That's a hell of a year for a guy that never had a year close to that. Like, I would take 20 home runs from Trent Grisham. I'd take just a healthy season from Trent Grisham at this point. So clearly the Yankees, right, because he said, we believe the changes that he made are real. Clearly the Yankees know him better than anybody else right now because he's been here for 2 years, going on three. And I've kind of in my head just chopped it up as, okay, this guy just got a $17 million raise. But when you couple it with last year and the production that we obviously needed and enjoyed as Yankee fans, it's $13.5 million for 2 years. It is what it is. It ain't my money. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that he stays healthy. He had the hamstring injury that he battled all year. Let's hope that this offseason he gets some good treatment, some good strengthening exercises, and really hits the gym and locks in and works. And I hope that he's motivated. Like I said, I root for the laundry. I hope that Trent Grisham is fired up to prove people wrong. You think Cashman didn't see the response? You think Trent Grisham didn't see the response from Yankees Twitter, from Facebook, Instagram, and then obviously on the radio and podcast and everywhere else? Of course they saw that probably 90% of Yankee fans did not applaud this move. But he went on to say there were two vacancies in their outfield. He's starting to let you into how he's thinking about this thing. Obviously, Judge is in right, but the two vacancies were center field and left field, and they filled one. They filled one with Trent Grisham in center field. He will not play another position. He also mentioned a thin market, and the top of that market being Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham. And you can't argue that. You can put Harrison Bader up there, but you can't argue that those guys have better numbers, better productions, better production. Maybe not in the postseason. I don't think Cashman said anything about his postseason tonight. I don't know if anyone asked. I got to do a little bit more digging because I would have said, hey, and I'm sure I would have said, hey, what about his postseason lack of production? Because they, Cashman talked tonight about he did a good job leading off and playing center field for us. Okay. In the regular season in New York, you're judged on what you do in the postseason. But then he also said, we're excited that he wants to come back. Like, some guys don't like it in New York. Some guys go through a season in New York and they can't wait to hit the market and go somewhere else. He is a very quiet guy. He's a Texas-born guy, I believe. It's way different in Texas than it is. Everything's bigger in Texas, but not like the big city. So let's roll on to the next clip from Brian Cashman out there talking about the impact of Trent Grisham accepting the qualifying offer on other free agent outfield pursuits, right? There's another spot open. Let's hear what Cashman had to say about the impact of him accepting that $22 million offer.
That domino falling into place, how will that kind of impact the Yankees' approach to free agent outfielders this offseason?
I mean, it gives us a little bit more comfort going in because now, instead of being the two outfielders down, we have the kids, Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. Now we have Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones competing, and we have Grisham and we have Judge, right? Before that, there was, you know, it was just Judge and the two kids, which was a lot of uncertainty. Now we have a lot more certainty, and so I can play with making it more certainty by bringing another free agent if we can find the matches we want, or a trade, or if not, the fallback would be those worst case scenario, those two kids fight it out and may the best person win, and see where that takes us too. So so Grisham coming gives us some security and comfort right now that one big piece is already taken care of, and the other piece is yet to be determined.
Y'all, are you picking up what he's putting down? He talked about comfort, basically insurance. Like, Trent Grisham taking this qualifying offer, and I said it was probably 60-40. I didn't think it was 50-50. I thought it was 60-40 that they were cool with him leaving and them getting the pick and then saying, okay, now we got to get Bellinger. And then he did mention the kids. Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. There is no view of Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones both playing this year from what it sounds like. They're going to be competing. But he used the word uncertainty. That's uncertain because neither one of them are proven commodities in Major League Baseball. Dominguez barely played last year. He did some good things. He had some bad. Spencer Jones has not cracked the Major League level yet. We don't know what he's going to be in the show. And again, nobody knows these guys better than Brian Cashman, his analytics department, his scouting department, the coaches in the minors. Nobody knows these guys better than Cashman. And I don't think Cashman is looking at Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones as everyday players on a championship caliber team. Hello, we're trying to compete for a championship. We're looking at the two teams that played to Game 7 of the World Series, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Those are two teams that eliminated the Yankees the last 2 years. We're trying to knock them down, and I don't think he looks at a few months from now Jason Dominguez being an everyday player or Spencer Jones. But he said, worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, they don't bring back Bellinger. Now they have Judge and Wright, Grisham and center, and then one of, obviously you can't play four outfielders. Of course you can, but you know what I'm saying. One of Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones, worst case scenario, will win the left field job. 888-808-1019. Also in there, he did mention finding the right matches and trades. Cashman better cook. This is what Cashman does. And I dare to say better than anyone else. He makes trades. That's what he did last year. He missed out on Juan Soto. He started to wheel and deal. He started to make trades. So, you know, I remember saying a couple nights ago, it's November 19th. I'm not going to get so mad and upset about the offseason because this first domino has fallen. Okay, here's Brian Cashman saying, you know, what leads him to believe Trent Grisham's 2025 season is repeatable, is sustainable, that production to be who Trent Grisham is now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
That tells you it's sustainable or something you can replicate.
Yeah, all the underlying information that leads you to believe, that would lead you to believe real or not real, it points to the real arrow. You know, that it is, you know, all the support information backs up that the changes he made are real and that, it should continue. So based on that, and we've placed bets on players like that many a times, obviously, it certainly is part of our guidepost is, in fact, he did it here. It would be a little bit more riskier if that happened somewhere else and we imported them, because then you don't know what the New York factor and somebody doing, can they do it here with the pressure and all that stuff, where he did it all. And he was doing home and road too, so it wasn't the Yankee Stadium effect or what have you. So he answered a lot of questions and came unexpected. Thankful it did.
Okay. So a lot of us have been speaking this week about last year being an anomaly, last year being an outlier, last year being a fluke for Trent Grisham. Brian Cashman and his people don't believe so. Brian Cashman and his people believe that it's real. That's what he's saying when he says the underlying numbers and metrics and things lead us to believe it's real, and they're taking a gamble on that. It is what it is, folks. This is your eternal GM. This is the direction that they want to go in, and I've come around on it some. I wouldn't have done it. It's a gamble either way, right? Because the way that they looked at it was the market and the production from last year. And I got on, the first thing I said about Trent Grisham is that if you bring back Grisham and Belly, you're bringing back the most productive outfield in Major League Baseball. So they're thinking there could be a gamble to lose that, right? To play with that, and Grisham goes and signs elsewhere, or you give him the qualifying offer, he takes it, and now it's not going to stop your pursuit of Cody Bellinger or Kyle Tucker. He also said that he did it in New York, and don't let that go over your head. Trent Grisham is a cool customer, nonchalant, very quiet, slow heartbeat. The pressure of New York never got to him. He wanted the pressure. He wanted to play 2 years ago when they ran Alex Verdugo out there, and Judge was in center field and Soto was in right. All right, the Yankees won the Juan Soto trade with the production that they got out of Trent Grisham, and now they're setting him up with $22 million. They're paying him back for last year. They're making sure he's set for life in one season. And he did it in New York, and they believe he can do it again. Can Kyle Tucker do it in New York? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? And Kyle Tucker playing in that market, that's upwards to like 9 years and a lot more money, $400 million. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to come around on it now. I'm starting to not be just crybaby Yankee fan. I wouldn't have done this. Why are we starting? Like, I'm starting to see more of the logic in it. I don't think it was a mistake. I don't think Cashman misread the market. I thought he looked at it as it's not a lose-lose. It's a win-win situation. And it's a win-win situation because he knows that $308 million, that 300 number capping the Yankees salary is not real. It's not real. Next, he was asked about pitching. He was about, goal to fortify the Yankees rotation. Obviously, Gerrit Cole is coming back, but not right away. Carlos Rodon had a procedure this offseason as well, so he's going to miss some time. Cam Schlittler is still young. Clark Schmidt is out. So here's Brian Cashman on his goal to fortify the Yankees rotation going into this season.
What might the club do in terms of just bolstering arms? There's a few Japanese names out there, a few Japanese pitchers. What is there anyone on your radar?
Nobody necessarily specifically, but yes, we have concerns in the beginning. Our rotations on paper are going to be really good when healthy, but we start the season with Rodon and Cole recovering from their surgeries, so they won't start probably till May. And because of that, obviously there's some vulnerability on the front end of the season with that. So if I can fortify the rotation a little bit, and you want to make sure the other guys stay healthy, that's always a risk. We got some good young pups pushing up, so you saw what Cam Schlittler did, but we got other guys behind the scenes that they're making a name for themselves, ERC, Lalane, to name a few. But ultimately, I think, yes, importing pitching both on the rotation and the bullpen. We lost Weaver and Devin Williams out of the bullpen to free agency, and those guys were important pieces to build bridges to get to our closer, Bednar. So we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of holes to fill.
Okay, so I needed to hear that because pitching, you can never have enough pitching, right? But when I saw Ryan Yarbrough was the first one to be signed, I kind of jokingly was like, oh, is this your bridge starter? Is this the guy that's going to get us through, right? Are you just going to add Ryan Yarbrough, who was here last year and made some starts and had some good and then had some bad coming out of the bullpen? But no, I don't think that that's it. I expect either a trade, and if Tatsuya Imai from Japan wants to get down, maybe they make a play for him. Maybe they're in on him. I think they're going to check on it. And, you know, I'm not counting them out. I'm not going into this offseason saying they signed Trent Grisham, they signed Ryan Yarbrough, they're going to be mid, they're not pushing forward, they're just running it back, they're not going to spend, they're not trying to get better. They know they have to get better because that can be the difference. If you're right there with the team that went to Game 7 of the World Series with the Dodgers and was this close to beating them, right, you had a tiebreaker, and you swap positions in the postseason, then you know you got to do a couple things differently, and they are. David Bednar is the closer, not Devin Williams. And Devin Williams could come back. I don't care if he comes back. I think I was actually more prepared for Devin Williams to return than Trent Grisham, but whatever. You know, there will be no DJ LeMahieu shenanigans. Third base, you have Ryan McMahon, and maybe they platoon him, maybe they get somebody else, maybe it's Ahmed Rosario, whomever. Anthony Volpe's going to miss time. Now, if they go Jose Caballero, I don't feel like that's good enough for your everyday shortstop. Maybe there's a play there. I'm not expecting Bo Bichette, and I'm also not expecting these rumors that have come out around Corey Seager. So I don't know if you guys are scrolling like I'm always scrolling. The Rangers are looking to shed payroll, and they're reportedly open to moving Corey Seager. Seager isn't on the Yankees' no-trade list, which means he'd be eligible to be dealt to New York with no veto rights. A lot of Yankee fans started cooking that up. A lot of Yankee fans, you know, tap me and say, what do you think about this? It kind of frustrates me. Two things. And we're going to get to the calls. And I think, Fleegs, I got another one I just replied to. So we got two more from Cashman. And we'll go in the reverse order. But with Seager, I was interested in Seager when he became a free agent before he won the World Series. But you know they were hard-pressed on Volpe. They went with IKF. And they had Volpe waiting in the wings. And it's kind of bothering me right now how Volpe was just given the shortstop position, how he was marketed these last 3 years, and it was just can't miss, surefire prospect, going to be a superstar. And that same energy isn't expent on Jason Dominguez or Spencer Jones. So, you know, when Cashman talks about two vacancies, there's no plan for Dominguez to be in that outfield. He's still learning how to play the position. They never loved him. I look at Jason Dominguez, the Martian, and all the hype that's been around him since he was 17. He's 22. And he did not get the same type of runway that Anthony Volpe got. And Corey Seager, I don't want that contract now. Corey Seager is hurt a lot. So, like, you're going to take that on? No way. No way. And I also want to remind you that the runway that they gave Anthony Volpe, there's more runway left. When he's healthy and he comes back, he's going to play. So they're, you know, hate to pour cold water on that. They're not going to deal with the Rangers and try and get Corey Seager over here. Brian Cashman did say that he talked to Scott Boris yesterday about Cody Bellinger. Casey Close today about Kyle Tucker and some other different conversations. And like from what I know with Cashman, he's doing that all the time. He's talking to everybody all the time. He's keeping tabs. Like I'm sure he's got meetings in his calendar. And especially with him sleeping out for the Covenant House, I don't know what his Friday schedule is like. He might just be off tomorrow. And we are now less than a week away from Thanksgiving. It's Black Friday in a week. Like, you know, people start shutting down. And the business of baseball, some guys want to be, you know, already, you know, where they are by Thanksgiving, the holiday. But what I'm saying is Cashman is working, and some of that work will slow down. So, you know, I mentioned Tatsuya Imai because I said once they got Grisham, I'm like, they're probably out for this guy. But Cashman was asked about Japanese players and, you know, the organization's interest in getting back into the Japanese market. It's a question that needed to be asked, and I give props to Ryan Garcia again for asking it, because when you're looking at the World Series, Brian Cashman went to Japan and watched Yoshinobu Yamamoto throw a no-hitter. They were in on Yamamoto, but they stopped themselves, and there were rumors that, you know, Yamamoto wears 18, and, you know, Hiroki Kuroda, that was his number, and, like, the Yankees were saving it for him, and the Yankees, the report was, didn't want to go over $300 million and also didn't want to pay a pitcher more than Gerrit Cole, their ace, that hadn't pitched in Major League Baseball yet. And when you see what Yamamoto did, World Series MVP, to hell with all that. Now, if this Tatsuya Imai is anywhere near Yamamoto, they need to be playing in those waters. They need to be bidding, and they need to be checking for it. And I'm sure the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants and whomever else are. But here is Brian Cashman when asked about the organization's interest in getting back into the Japanese market.
With Tatsuya Imai as one of the three prominent international free agents available, how important is it to the Yankees to get back into the Japanese market?
We're interested in players worldwide. You know, if they, A, if they're interested in us, and B, you know, if we value them and like them a lot. So, you know, we took our best shots at Sasaki and Yamamoto, for instance, but fell short on those. But I thought we gave it a good try, but we're unsuccessful. But yeah, we'll be back at all these different markets. You know, like any team that's championship caliber, you want the best players playing for you. You know, no matter where they're coming from. So, and Japan produces a lot of great players, as does Korea.
Okay, he mentioned Yamamoto. And they were in on him. And like I said, anybody in baseball that watches Yamamoto, you Met fans as well. Like Steve Cohen went above and beyond. He went over there to Japan, took his whole family to a French cuisine. And then when they were in the States, well, not all his family, but when Yamamoto and Joel Wolf, his agent, were in the States, Steve invited them to his mansion, his estate. The kid didn't want to play in New York. He was using New York the whole time. He wanted to play in Dodger Stadium. He even said so much that he went there as a kid. I followed that whole thing. I was in on Yamamoto. I was a big Tanaka fan. Still am. I wanted Yamamoto. I'm whatever. I watched the World Baseball Classic. I knew, you know, guy coming from over there who won multiple MVPs. He also was going to get Ohtani. Remember, I think maybe it was Sal saying Yamasoto. And I think I was the first one to be like, nope, it's Yamamotani. All right, last cut before we go to break here and take your calls. I see you guys loading up the calls. Brian Cashman knows. He knows. As much as he says he doesn't listen to the media, as much as he says he's not on social media, he knows that when he goes out there with the hat on, with the sleeping bag, he just adds to the meme. So as he went to zip his sleeping bag and get tucked in, here's what Brian Cashman had to say.
Later in the night, the head goes under completely. You know, this is a mem about Brian Cashman.
A what?
Sleep on the job. And the job. I've seen that all over.
You've seen enough turf. Here's some concrete.
A mem? Cashman, you're too smart. I know you know it's not mem. I know you know it's meme. Cashman, he plays into the, I'm not on the internet. I don't do that kid stuff. You know this is a mem, right? Brian Cashman sleeping on the job, not signing Kyle Tucker, Well played, Cash. Well played. And again, well done. Another year going out there and raising awareness for the Covenant House and doing what you do. I respect it. I wouldn't do it. You're better than me. I got to sleep with a certain pillow. I got to sleep on a nice mattress. I got to sleep in general. And in like 90 minutes, I'll be heading home to go to sleep. So call me up. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We will start with Brian Cashman's comments, but I do have some audio from the Jets and the Giants and some things with the matchup between the Ravens hosting the Jets and the Lions hosting the Giants. And we'll kind of set the stage for Football Friday, and then I'll do my Football Friday show later tonight. 888-808-1019. We'll be back after this quick break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Okay. Let's get right to the phone. I don't have a lot of time. This show will be over in an hour and 20 minutes. My guy Val in the Bronx, I know I could count on Val. What's good, Dunn?
Fish, what's going on, my man? How you doing, okay?
I'm all right.
Yo, shout out to Sleeves, all right? I'm going to say this because I don't want you to take this the wrong way, Sleeves, but I almost wish Rami was on because Rami was there last night. I tried to call you last night, and I wanted to say some things, and Rami took the call, and he would be able to verify and vouch for what I'm about to tell you right now. Because
he might be listening. I'll text him.
Based on what I was going to tell you last night, it might even be on the record if he noted what I was going to say before, you know, like in the screener log or whatever. But, my man, like, especially because of what I was going to say, and now based on that audio you played from Cashman, I am almost now even more firm about what I believe. There are three things about this whole thing since Grisham decided to take that qualifying offer that scared me. Okay? Three things. The first one, the fact that he took that offer and he signed and said, okay, fine, Cashman is now going to use that as, like, if we all notice, and this is the one thing that nobody is saying because everybody's scared to death about it as much as I am. Cashman is going to use that Grisham thing as insurance just in case he can't. Because forget Tucker now. Tucker's out of the question. Prior to that, I had dreams of maybe Tucker and Belly.
Yeah,
but I know
no way.
Tucker is off the board now, right? Yeah. Tucker's off the board. But he's going to use that as assurance that if he can't get Belly, he's going to sell us on the fact that he's got Grisham. And just like he said, those two young kids are going to fight out for that other open spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying that to Rami last night. Rami could also vouch for that too. That's one of the things that scares me the most, because it means that we've lost out on Belly. And like I said, Grisham is the insurance that he's going to try to sell us on. The second thing that scares me the most, and this goes back to, actually all three of them, but that phrase that you use with hope, 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 please. The Belly thing, the only way we're going to get Belly, they're going to try to do this hope thing that, like, oh, Belly wants to be a Yankee.
Yep.
Belly comes back with a team-friendly kind of deal.
And get it done Belly quick.
Belly is with Boris. And something tells me, unless Belly is the alpha male in that relationship, Boris is not about trying to do team-friendly deals. So that's hope,
Belly
hope,
is
hope.
Chill. That's Belly is second. Laid back. Belly don't want to have any confrontations. He's letting his agent do the job, do the work, you know?
And Boris is all about the money. So, like, team-friendly deal and all about the money, somehow them things don't equate. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Then the third thing that scares me, and this is, again, hope, hope, hope week, and he mentioned that as well, too, because he talked about the two rookies, Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez, with the two of them fighting out for the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming one of them gets it, we now have to hope that the other one, if the thing goes through where Belly is not here, and we working with it the way that the framework comes out, we have to now hope that whichever one of those two kids didn't get the job still has enough value to actually help, because he's going to try to now flip this, and I bet dollar to dollar, they're going to start talking to San Diego about somebody like a Tatis or something.
That'd
and
be
so
great.
Now we have to, but that's if we hope and pray, and it actually works out, that maybe the battle between Jones and Dominguez is such that whichever one loses still has enough value to put in a package and get a Tatis. This, all three of them, it's like major, major hope, hope, hope week. And that's why I'm really scared, man. I know how you heard it, and I understand what you're saying with, like, because the pitching thing I'm not concerned about right now. It's really the line. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at that outfield. And dumb three things that I just said just now, that's what scares me about the fact that Grisham took the offer. Because I was hoping that, you know, especially with the whole talk about the CBA coming, both Mets and Yankees. I said this to young Al, I think it was last weekend. Both Mets and Yankees. Yo, this is the last year before it comes through. Go balls to the wall and hope that, you know, whatever happens in the CBA, when they work it out, if they do put that cap, either they give us some kind of grace to get rid of whatever stuff puts us over the cap and stuff like that. Maybe there's a season, a year that gives us a little, you know, grace period to kind of like get within the realms or whatever they work out.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, but it's not going to happen now. You know what I mean? Because they acting now, like Cashman is telling you already, that he's not about the balls to the wall, and he's not about just go all out, man.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Val. There is no go all out. You know, I had some takes last night that, like, you know, all these years of not winning a championship, and I even played you the audio from Tanya, the lady from Fox, that Ether Cashman, and said he's the worst GM in all of sports. Now, I don't think he's the worst GM in all of sports, but what she did was say pound for pound, what you inherited, the resources you have, the money your organization makes, for you to not find a way to win, like, that's as bad as, I don't know, man. I'm not going to read too much into it until we get there. We still got to get to the winter meetings. We still got to get to spring training. I hope Belly is telling Boris, hey, I want to be a Yankee, get it done with them. But I don't think it works like that. I think Scott Boris is saying, listen, let me play this game. We cannot show them any loyalty. We cannot show you may want to be a Yankee, but we need to drive the price up to get the most out of the Yankees. They can afford it. And the Yankees probably want it to be done quick so that that doesn't happen. The back and forth. Like, you think Cashman and the Yankees aren't scarred from last year with Juan Soto's dealing and how that all shook out? at least cautious that that could happen again. There is no, you know, they're not worried about a lockout. I don't think Major League Baseball is worried about a lockout either with the new TV deal that they signed for 2026, 2027, 2028. But that's baseball doing business. That's got nothing to do with the Players Association, Tony Clark and them. I don't know. It's interesting. There's a few things to unpack and a lot to still be seen. I don't know. The Tatis thing is interesting. His name has popped up a lot because obviously the Padres want to sell. I know he could play left field in Yankee Stadium. He's a ridiculous athlete. He'd pick it up. He'd be better than Dominguez. And, hey, maybe they'd be interested in Dominguez out there at Petco Park. Let's go to Jerry and Scotch Plains on the Fan. What's up, Jerry?
Oh, my man.
Hey.
How you doing? Dude, I just remember talking to you about, like, you know, Mike Vick, whatever. But I want to talk to you about what's going on with the Yankees, dude.
Yeah.
I don't understand what we're doing. We just can get Murakami from Japan. Get that guy.
I don't know if they're...
He's going to change the whole...
Yeah.
Change the whole team. He's going to change the whole team.
I know he plays first base, third base. But, you know, they're going to say we have Ben Rice for first base. We have... I don't know what they're going to say or what they're going to do. And there were rumors like 2-3 years ago that he was leaning Yankees, that he didn't want to be a Dodger, that if he comes over here, right, he's not going to do the, you know, I'm going to commit to Alabama because everybody's committing to Alabama. He was more of I want to beat Alabama type. So, but I just don't think the Yankees are spending. I don't know.
No, but like, you know, we had Godzilla. Like, this is the
right?
same thing. Like, he wants to be a Yankee. Like, that's the guy. Like, That's the guy who's going to change this whole thing. Like
another left-handed bat, though. Like, another left-handed power hitter. They need more contact.
Of course, but like we shore up the pitching. Like you get a guy like Murakami, you got a guy like Tucker. Like you got it, dude.
But they're not. Telling you, they're not. We're expecting them to be shopping on Fifth Avenue. Like they're not. Like they might buy one thing on Fifth Avenue, which is Cody Bellinger. The rest they're going to Marshalls. The writing is on the wall here. They don't look at it like we look at it. We are all in peril. We're looking at like the longest drought in the history of the Yankees without winning a World Series as like Armageddon, the end of the world as we know it. Like now is the time.
Like,
we're looking at the lockout. Like if there ever was a time to spend it now. They're not looking at it like that.
But Murakami is a perfect fit for the Yankees. He's a perfect fit. Like, the guy is a slugger. We've had Japanese sluggers in like before. Like, why not this guy slate him in and then just fill in the rest of the lineup? Like,
I would take him because if he can play... I don't know. I would take him. They're not going to go get him, though. Thanks for the call, Jerry. I don't think that's a priority for them at all. They have some holes to fill. Money-wise, I think Bellinger is the big ticket item that they're going to try and get. And then if they don't get Belly, they're going to try and wheel and deal and make some trades. Similar to last year when they didn't get Juan Soto, right? They paid for Max Fried. But you got to understand that where we are with this, you know, $22 million that Trent Grisham picked up, there's not as much more you know, left in the budget this year. They're not blowing the budget. If they don't get Belly, I don't expect them to say, all right, we're gonna pivot to Munetaka Murakami and Tatsuya Imai. They're going to say, all right, well, then we're going to stay under budget or around our budget, and we're going to trade some of these guys. It's going to be an interesting situation because if you don't get Bellinger, one of Dominguez or Spencer Jones has to be your starting left fielder. You need a fourth outfielder. Who's your fourth outfielder? Oswaldo Cabrera? Like it could turn into a situation where the fans get really mad and loud. And I don't believe the Yankees want it to get there because their whole business model is we're the New York Yankees. Every offseason they bring in some new pieces. You know, someone to be excited about, someone to promote, someone to post on Twitter, Instagram, sell tickets, sell season tickets. put on all those promos. You know, you're driving, you know, into New York City and you see Yankees tickets and there's a billboard with Max Fried on it. Like, they have to do that. You can't put Trent Grisham on that billboard. John in Maspeth. Back on the Fan. You're viral. You're famous. You might as well get a overnight spot. You might as well get a hosting spot at this point.
I know. I'm running through the Fan social media accounts.
Yeah, you're everywhere.
I've been going viral. I need my bonus check coming up.
Yeah, you're about to be on payroll. Did Cashman calm your nerves with what he said tonight at the Covenant House Javits Center sweepout?
No, I wanted to go over there and smack him, as a matter of fact. But
yeah, I'm sure he's got security. I'm sure outside the cameras there's
Watching the video and stuff. I'm watching the videos, the pictures. I'm like, dude, this dude's like by himself with like two people that he knows. He ain't sleeping out, man. Put this bum out there in like East New York or something on a curb, you know, if he really wants to sleep out.
No way.
Charity, you know?
No shot.
Come on.
Never would happen.
Exactly. Yeah, man, but I'm just fed up with the Yankees, man. It's like, you know, we got Aaron Judge is 34, Garrett Cole's 35. Cole's got 3 years left on his deal. Judge has got 3 years pretty much in his prime. And we're just like, come on, man. We got to go all in these next couple of years. Screw all these prospects. Why the hell are we giving Grisham $22 million? We got to go all in.
Cashman likes the guy. Cashman believes in Grisham. He thinks he's going to duplicate what he did.
Nah, he was believing
that
in that.
Real. It's not a fluke. All those other years were flukes until he put on the pinstripes. There's power in pinstripes.
Just like Anthony Volpe is an above average shortstop too, right? Same at ass.
Offensively. Wait till he gets his sea legs under him, and what are you going to say when Volpe kills it offensively?
I'm just in the mood where it's just like, I don't care about any like Dominguez and Jones and Lombard and all those other prospects. I just want to trade all of them because our window is right now in the next 2-3 years. And 3 years from now, we got all this money coming off the books between, you know, Stanton and Cole and Rodon and LeMahieu's contract. McMahon, we're going to have like $200 million off the books in 3 years. Aaron Judge is going to be on the tail end prime of his career. And all these prospects will just replenish anyways in 2 to 3 years. We're going to compete.
They are content with being close and saying we are competing. Not winning, not being the best.
No.
They are competing. Content with being close. Thanks for the call, John. And that doesn't make anybody fired up. That doesn't make anybody confident. But you know that stadium is going to be packed? Because the brand is built. You know, I don't know how many times somebody says to me, well, stop going to the stadium. I'm like, that's my stadium. My friends are there. That's where I go watch games. I know people that work there inside the stadium, outside the stadium. I'm going to go to the stadium. Oh, well, you're part of the problem. No, I'm not part of the problem. I'm there supporting them, waiting for them to figure it out. But there's also 100 casuals in every section that don't really know all of the ins and outs and stuff. There's also people that are there. They don't care. They don't know about a championship drought. To them, 27 World Series, like 27 time World Series champions banner up there. They think that those were all in the last 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Like every night at Yankee Stadium, it's somebody's birthday. Every night somebody's getting proposed to. Every night somebody's bringing guys from their office. You know, they got a group deal. It's like that business is built, man. That brand is built. As long as Aaron Judge goes out there to right field, they're good. But there's a lot of us that sit in that building and we look at Aaron Judge and we're like, bro, we got the best player in the game. Obviously not Ohtani, but you know what I'm saying? Like we've got a GOAT. We got a generational player that just showed us he could do it in the postseason. Doesn't that make you like more urgent? Doesn't that make you hungry to like figure this out this offseason? Doesn't that make Hal Steinbrenner say, yeah, blow the budget. This time, blow it. Because this could be the last time. No, I think they stick to their process. They're stuck in their ways. They die hard on their beliefs. And you just got to accept it. Mike is down in Miami, 305 on the Fan in New York.
What's up? Well, here's the problem with the Yankees. The Yankees are half pregnant. They never go all in, You know why the Dodgers win? Because they go all in.
Yep.
They sign Ohtani. They get all the Japanese players. The Yankees got to go all in. You want to get Alonso, bring back Bellinger, get Stephen Kwan, better this team. His offense is not good.
I just laugh. He's
drafting himself.
I'm just laughing at y'all throwing these names out. There's no way they're paying Pete Alonso. They're also not going to give up what it would take to trade for Stephen Kwan, right? Cody Bellinger, if we get Cody Bellinger.
Dominguez is not going to play on Spencer Jones. So it's the same thing with Clint Frazier and Miguel Andujar. You have them and never trade them, and then we have what? They lost their value.
Yep. And, I mean, just add them to the files. Add them to the lost files of how many. Like,
it's crazy.
Why are the Yankees
so stubborn? Why is that? I'm a Knicks fan, too. And it's crazy that the Knicks can win the New York Knicks can win a championship a lot closer than New York Yankees, and that's embarrassing.
I mean, that's in theory. Thanks for the call, Mike. That's not true. I mean, the Yankees were in the World Series last year. The Yankees were knocked out this year by the team that went on to win the World Series. They had the same record as them, tiebreak. The Knicks, and like, I don't know. Did you guys see the end of the Knicks game last night? That's a long way to go, but like, we got to stop saying that the Knicks are winning a championship and that the Knicks are... I know they've been put in the championship or bust like the Yankees, but you're bugging out if you think that like the Knicks, what they miss, like 6 free throws in a row? Like championship caliber teams got to figure that out, got to clean that up. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's not just jump to like, oh, the Knicks are in a better spot to win a championship than the Yankees. They're not. And that is why this is more urgent for the Yankees. Because if you stop playing stupid games and winning stupid prizes with your own things that you want to die hard on, pitching Devin Williams, rolling Luke Weaver out there, Mark Leiter Jr. out there, Jonathan Loaisiga out there, just because you got to get them right, playing DJ LeMahieu because he hit a little bit at the bottom of the order in the 9 spot, but he's old as balls, like he can't move. And so you're going to mess up your defense at 3 positions because you got him at second base, really 4, because there were times that you had Ben Rice at first base, DJ at second, Volpe at short, Jazz at third. What are you doing? Dave is in Rockland County on the Fan. Go for it, Dave.
I got a trade proposal for you, Keith.
All right.
I got Jason Dominguez, Spencer Jones, and if we have to, Ben Hess for Tatis.
Run it, yeah. They can get in my car. Yeah, they can get in my car on my way back to Jersey City. I'll pass through Hoboken. I'll go to Newark Airport. I'll drop them off.
No kidding.
Tonight. Tatis is a superstar. Tatis hits in the postseason. Tatis can't wait for those moments in the postseason. Tatis loves the energy of the fans. You put Tatis in Yankee Stadium, man, I was talking about this years ago. I think in like 2019, I had a post that went viral because I jokingly was like, yo, Donnie might have to come off that number 23 for Tatis. Obviously, I can.
He's going to be like a Soto combination with Lindor Showboat times like 10, a million.
But awesome, right? And the Yankees already removed the beard policy for freaking Devin Williams. Will they let Tatis come here and let his long hair flow? He's got the golden locks. Thanks for the call, Dave. Now we're just dreaming. now we're using the trade machine. Now Tatis has to save us. They're going to want everything. They're going to want everything for Tatis. You're going to have to give up Cam Schlittler on top of Ben Hess and Spencer Jones and Dominguez. And they're going to want Lombard too. Whatever. And the Yankees aren't going to do that. The Yankees are so measured. And but then at the same time, they take risks like they just took with Trent Grisham. If Trent Grisham is not healthy, it's going to get loud. If Trent Grisham is a dud, it's going to get loud. And he wasn't healthy last year. There's a chance that hamstring barks up on him again. Usually people with hamstring injuries, they come back. OG Anunoby. And if he reverts to being a 200 hitter, and like if they lead him off, like I will be behind the Yankees dugout screaming. If they think that they can get that off, go get an actual leadoff hitter, man. Stop cutting corners, shortcuts, cut long run short. This is it. Like this is the window. You gotta push your chips in. Like you gotta no risk it, no biscuit. Go spend the money. You're going to make it back. You made more money than ever the year you went to the World Series and embarrassed yourself. They gave us the numbers. Just in that playoff run, there was something like $109 million made. What? Get back to the World Series. The money won't matter. Look at the Dodgers, man. They talked about how the Dodgers made Shohei Ohtani's whole contract back already. That $700 million, they're not worried about that. And what he makes for them with their Japanese market, with the brand deals that they do, with the TV stuff, with the, come on, bro, with the tourism. And I saw something that's like when Japanese fans come over to LA specifically to see Ohtani and the Dodgers, they have this whole like care package set up for them. Of course they do. Ohtani's a huge draw. They've already made that $700 million back. Go spend the money it takes to get Bellinger and whoever else, and you'll make it back because the fans will be energized. They will answer those calls and emails to buy season tickets. They will show up to opening day and every single, because we want to win. And everybody that's a Yankee fan shows up to the stadium hoping, hey, if this is the year, I'll be able to say I was at that random game in June against the Royals where Judge had three runs on the road to the championship. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. It's already 1 o'clock. We do have Yankee calls, but I want to get into some stuff with the Giants and the Lions and just like injury report stuff. Just some, you know, stuff that comes out, obviously, Thursday into Friday. Tomorrow night, we'll do more of the matchup stuff and what we expect. But I do have some audio from the Jets meeting the media. I do have some audio from one of the Lions defensive coordinator, one of the Giants coaches. Little things that I'd like to play to speak on in this next hour. But we'll continue taking your calls on the Yankees as well. 888-808-1019. I got 1 hour left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.